T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Read a lot of draft grades, and it seems to me, hey, welcome to the Monday show, by the way, it seems to me, I just jumped right in there.
I was excited, too.
I was Colin Cowherd for a second. Like, I don't know what happened. I just opened my mic. I was like, I've read a lot of draft grades, and settle down, Hockman. This is supposed to be a goof. Whole show's supposed to be a goof. What happened to you? I don't know.
The Greer father got you, baby.
The Greer father got to me.
He did.
I read a lot of draft grades, and it seems like there's a lot of love for what the Dolphins did in the draft Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yes.
And so I I don't put too much stock in draft grades, just like I don't put too much stock in mock drafts, because it doesn't matter. You know, it only matters what you're going to see on the court. I would be interested to go back and look 3 years ago and see what the draft grades were when the Heat selected Bam Adebayo. I wonder. Yeah. I wonder if anyone said that guy's going to be an all-star by his second year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I take it all with a grain of salt. But I will tell you that nobody said the Dolphins flamed out. Nobody said, you know, they sometimes don't do grades, but they'll list draft winners and losers. And no one, I didn't see anyone having the Dolphins in the losers category. They may not have been in the winners category. You know, like sometimes they go, here's 5 teams that were winners, here's 5 that were losers, and the rest are just, you know, remain to be seen. I didn't see anybody in the losers column, and I think most Dolphins fans are probably pretty happy at how the draft transpired, no?
Oh, yes, for sure. Because we filled all the gaps. We filled the spots. We got Waddle out there. We loved him. They loved him.
Yep. So,
you know, they said that they loved him. That was their guy they wanted the whole time at 6. Jalen Phillips, being a Miami guy, I think that helps. But minus what school he went to, Hawk, the dude's a hell of a football player now.
Yes.
And all this injury stuff, I talked about it this week, and I was doing so much draft stuff. His injury started getting hit by a car off of a moped. Wasn't like he was tearing his knees up on the football field. He got hit by a damn car on a moped. So I would say that's not going to happen anytime soon to old Jalen Phillips. So let's just pump the brakes on the injury stuff. They solidified the tackle position. Obviously, they got rid of Eric Flowers because they had a number of tackles on their board they liked. The boy out of Notre Dame, Etchenberg, whatever his name is, and then the late pick, Larnell Coleman. Yeah, they're gaps they filled, and that's all you can do. You're 100% correct, Hawk. Let's go back and see Jamarcus Russell's draft and see how many people praised the strongest arm I've ever seen in a draft pick. Jamarcus Russell was terrible. Ryan Leaf. Like, we go back and start looking at some of the draft grades. They don't mean anything. Proof's in the pudding, but the gaps were filled for the Dolphins. And I think that they drafted perfectly. The safety now, Javon Hollins out of Oregon, this dude better be a monster. 36 pick, when you need a running back, that's the only one I looked at and was like, who? This young man better be a starter game one, and he better be a monster.
Well, funny, you know, I was looking at Pete Prisco's draft grade. So Pete Prisco at CBS Sports did letter grades for every team in the league. And he gave the Dolphins an A, and he only gave 3 teams an A. And he writes, he did best pick, worst pick, and then kind of like the recap. So best pick, first-round receiver Jalen Waddle, give them a Tyreek Hill-type threat in the passing game. He was their guy as the top receiver on their board. They got him. Worst pick, he writes, I like second-round safety Javon Holland, but I would have gone with Trevon Moehrig in that spot. again, it's nitpicking. So he also picked him for a different reason than you, but he also is saying, 36 pick, interesting. And then his recap is, I love their draft. Chris Greer did a great job starting with Waddle, adding a lot of quality players after that. The key will be how well edge Jalen Phillips and their second first round pick, Jalen Phillips, shows up in the pass rush. Getting a right tackle in Liam Eichenberg was big, too. That's a big fella, too, Eichenberg dude. All of a sudden, I'm rooting for Alabama and Notre Dame guys. What the hell's happening to my life? What's going on here?
You got to let the college go, Hawk. You've done a show with a gator for five-plus years.
Let's be honest. You're a closet hurricane. We know you are.
I enjoy the swag, but I'm a proud gator.
I cannot believe, by the way, that not a single team in the NFL drafted Jose Borregales. I know, kicker. I am shocked because we watched that team the season before with Bubba Baxa, and your stomach hurt every time they got into field goal range. Yeah. And Jose Borregales was money. Dude won the Lou Groza Award. Like, this is the best kicker in college football. Didn't get drafted. I was shocked by that. Ends up signing an undrafted free agent contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so you can't complain, I guess, if you're him, because you're going to the defending Super Bowl champions, and Tom Brady's on your team. And so that, I imagine, turns out to be cool for him if he makes the team. And I'm guessing that he chose where he wanted to go. What happens when you're not drafted, you know, as long as you get invited there. So hopefully it works out for the best for him. But I was surprised he was not drafted.
And actually, he won the Groza Award, and Evan McPherson from Florida got drafted.
I know.
That was like, weird to me.
What transpired there was so odd to me. But
I don't
know.
And as kickers, I just go off percentages and all. Right. And Borregales is right up there with McPherson. So I was surprised as well.
All right, let's get headlines. We have a loaded potato for you on this Monday. We'll have plenty of draft coverage. John Clayton from the Washington Post, he's going to join us. We'll talk a little Heat and NBA, too. LeBron James has started this whole thing about the play-in game. So Mike Wallace, NBA reporter, will join us. We're going to play a little Who Got Funky. We do that on Mondays. Let's start, though, with headlines and our own Alejandro Solana, who got to meet his nephew for the first time this weekend.
I did, Matias. That was fun. And let me tell you, Borregales should have stayed at FIU. I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens. You leave to a Coral Gables U and your draft stock goes down. Should have stayed at FIU, baby.
Coral Gables U. I like that name, Coral Gables U.
That usually improves your draft grade, Solana. You should be my agent.
Yeah, talk to Jose. Talk to him about usually, Crowder. Talk to him about usually.
Okay, Jose can't hear us right now because he's having a conversation with Tom Brady. But go ahead, Solana.
The Panthers are on the ice tonight. They play the Dallas
Stars.
Percentage
of chance Tom Brady has heard the name Jose Borregales?
Zero.
Even after he signed an undrafted free agent contract with Tampa?
May 3rd, 2:10 p.m., he has not heard of his name yet.
I agree. He has no idea, and he has no desire to know.
And we had Christian Wilkins last week, and he was like, yeah, man, I watched the draft, you know, I'm enjoying, I know guys still in college. What's the chance Tom Brady sits down for 3 days and makes sure he knows?
He was at the Kentucky Derby. He was at the Derby on Saturday, so he definitely was not watching the draft.
I would have chosen the Derby as well.
Yes, sir.
Panthers Stars tonight, 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center. Panthers picked up a big win over Chicago 5-4 on Saturday. Duclair, our guy, 2 goals in that game. The Panthers held on in the third period. This is their final game before they play a 2-game series versus the Lightning to end the regular season. And then we get the playoffs, gentlemen.
So, say that again. This is their final game. So they don't play again till Saturday?
I believe Friday is the game against Tampa. But, yeah, it's this weekend. They play.
No, it's Saturday.
Saturday? Yeah. Saturday, Monday, or is it Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday, Monday. Huh. Interesting. So they're off from tonight, after the game tonight, till Saturday?
Was that a question? I mean, we established that. Was that a question? Are you asking me that again?
I didn't think we established it. That's why I was really trying to establish it. I didn't think we established it.
Yeah, this is their final game before they play a two-game series versus the Lightning to end the regular season this weekend.
So you're saying after tonight's game, they're not going to play another game till Saturday?
Let me check the schedule again one more time here.
Let me check mine.
Seem right.
Yeah, he's right. Look at that. That's because some of the games were delayed, and, you know, I have a feeling this is, you know, COVID-related.
Want to check your schedule, Crowder?
Yeah, probably COVID-related. Tried to get.
You got that from the schedule? Huh. All right.
The Heat, they beat Charlotte yesterday 121-111. They beat Cleveland 124-107 on Saturday. So two straight wins, actually three straight wins for the Miami Heat now. They've won seven of their last nine. They're in the sixth seed currently in the Eastern Conference. If the playoffs were to start tomorrow, they don't, Hawk. No need to check your schedule. But if they were to start tomorrow.
I see now that you've thrown it out there.
They would play Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee
Bucks. Playoffs
do
not start tomorrow. Let me check Wednesday. Playoffs do not start Wednesday either.
The Heat host the Mavericks.
Thursday?
No. The Heat host the Mavericks tomorrow, 8 p.m. at the American Airlines Arena.
Where do y'all get these printouts at before the show? I don't have any printouts.
Oh, yeah. They're waiting for you in your box. Have you checked the box?
The job?
No, in your office there.
His office so dirty, I can't find nothing.
The Marlins, they were swept by the Nationals over the weekend. They lost 3-1 yesterday. Trevor Rogers gave up three earned runs. They'll begin a three-game series versus Arizona tomorrow. They're off today.
Somebody texts in, I like the Hank paper rattle. Well, that's all I need to hear. For you old school radio listeners, I mean, that has to remind you of Hank Goldberg going through the Miami Herald.
Don't do this. Don't do it, Texas.
Let me see who's running at Pompano tonight.
Don't do it. Don't
spaghetti
give him this.
Dinner at Pompano tonight.
Give him this.
Inter Miami tied 0-0 in Nashville yesterday. They pick up a point. They were without both Higuain brothers. Fegal was out as well. They started last year 0-5. So picking up a win and a draw through their first three games, improvement for Inter Miami this season.
I'll give you a little look into our gambling this weekend. So we bet against Inter Miami. We bet on Nashville. Nashville should have won that game 6-0. So I guess, you know, for Inter Miami, it was nice to come out of there. It was interminable to watch that as a Nashville bettor. Now, Saturday, you want to talk. I have my theories, and everyone criticizes me for them. Saturday, my thought was this Cleveland team is awful. The Heat are favored by 11.5. I'm going to bet the Jimmy Butler under because I don't think the starters are going to play in the fourth quarter. That was my rationalization. And guess what? Jimmy Butler didn't play in the fourth quarter, and he ended with 16 points, and we won some money. So I was right on that one, y'all.
Yes, and credit where credit's due.
Thank you.
So on that starters sit in the fourth quarter, what are you now, 1-8, 1-9? And
well, I'm just talking about this particular Saturday, and Bam played in the fourth quarter, but Jimmy Butler sat, and we had the under, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Hawk and Crowder.
Couple celebrity birthdays today. Jump out at me. Crowder, your guy Chris Leak. He's 36 today.
Wow. I got to text him. I do have his number. I don't have DJ Khaled's and all, but I do have his.
Chris Leak, 36. Dwayne Haskins, 24 today.
Tough little run early in his life.
Tyronn Lue, 44. Frankie Valli is 87. Can you play a little Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons today, Solana?
Oh, I love Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Absolutely.
Did you watch that movie?
I've seen
Jersey Boys.
I've seen the movie Jersey Boys, and I've seen the show three separate times. Three times.
We've talked with Crowder before when we had Christian Wilkins on last week about musicals. So Crowder, I'm guessing you've never seen Jersey Boys.
Don't know what y'all are talking about. Honestly, I've never heard of the name.
It happens to be really good. I never saw the show. I wanted to see the show. And during the pandemic, we watched the movie, and it's excellent. It's the true story of Frankie Valli, who's part of the Four Seasons, a great singer. You never heard of Frankie Valli?
I've heard of Frankie Valli, yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, he's 87 today, Frankie Valli. I believe he lives here in South Florida, if I'm correct.
The musicals, though. The person asks one question, it has a good plot line, and so where are you going tonight? Where am I going tonight? Where am I going tomorrow? Come on.
I know. I know. I can't even argue that. Like, it does get... Yeah, it does get odd because you have to obviously suspend, your belief in I understand what you're saying, but I don't know. Sometimes a musical works very well. It worked very well for Jersey Boys. But I am telling you, as Christian Wilkins as my backup, that Hamilton was one of the greatest, forget that it's a musical, one of the greatest pieces of art you will ever watch or see.
Yeah. And you know what? Just to show my, I guess, country, I don't even know if it's dumb, country, whatever, you let me know what it is. I go to when back before COVID, all the art, expos and the Miami Art Depot and whatever they call it down there, Wynwood. And I'm walking through Wynwood Walls, and these people are like in, Indian style, sitting in front of a picture. I'm like, how long you've been staring at that picture? Oh, it's so intricate.
But this is, but I'm with you on that. I'm with you on staring at a picture. But this is art. Like, sometimes people forget that a musical can be art as well. And this is art. I'm telling you, that's how good Hamilton is.
I'm going to check it out. Actually, Christian Wilkins invited me to go watch Hamilton with him.
So I know.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm cheap now. Somebody's going to spend money on me.
But watch the movie on Disney Plus. I mean, watch the show on Disney Plus. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Also, on this day, in 2005, The Sandlot 2 was released to theaters. Now, did anyone here see Sandlot 2?
I think I did, but I don't remember anything about it.
Because I know you love Sandlot. Did you see it, Solana?
I have, yeah. I've seen Sandlot 2.
And?
No.
It's terrible?
Yeah. It's. Let's just forget it was ever made.
I mean, it came out years after the original, right?
Wasn't the original like the 90s? I don't think it was that much longer.
But, that, I mean, they're not kids. Like, is it a whole new cast?
Yeah. No, it's a whole new cast. It is.
I got you. So same kind of storyline, but not...
Right. Right.
Let's see. When did Sandlot came out in 93, and the sequel came out, what's that? 2003, so 12 years later. Yeah.
Yeah. No, didn't get 05. Good, I was getting drafted in 05. No way I'm watching the Sandlot. Yeah. Never mind. I didn't see Sandlot 2.
Jimmy? Is Jimmy over there? Jimmy, you ever see Sandlot 2?
I have. Not good.
And?
Not good.
Not good. You like the original Sandlot?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody seems to like that. All right. That'll do it for the 2 o'clock hour. That was a perfect punctuation. 3 o'clock hour coming next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Hawk and Crowder.
3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder extravaganza. I did see I retweeted something. The first White Castle in Orlando opened today. And the cars are, I mean, a zillion cars long in line. You ever had White Castle?
Hey, bro, I'm not into musicals. But I'm into some White Castle, some Crystal, those little bitty greasy burgers, right up my alley.
a lot of people from the South, though, have never had White Castle. They've had Crystal, but yeah. They've never had White Castle.
No, my mom's from Detroit, so we used to go up there when we were kids, and Detroit's full of White Castle. Yeah,
because when I grew up in Chicago, there were White Castle all over the place. You ever had one, Solana, White Castle?
I've never had it from the actual restaurant. I've had it frozen. Like, I bought the box at Publix.
Oh, how are those?
They're okay. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to get them, but if it's just what my mom had bought when I was younger, sure, I'll throw in a couple into the oven. No problem.
There's something about pulling into a White Castle, you know, and like, you know, not making them yourself, but like pulling into a White Castle, getting 16 sliders and I don't know. But this one in Orlando is huge. This is like the biggest White Castle ever.
Oh, they're steel packed. That's amazing. They got the little chicken ones too. The little
they got
chicken
the chicken
patties.
Sliders. Yep.
Oh my goodness!
Let's see what they
delicious.
Got here.
Can you only
the restaurant
get
will eventually...
a slider? You can only get a slider at White Castle.
Yeah, everything's sliders.
But what if I just want a normal burger?
Go to McDonald's. I don't know what to tell you. There's a million other places you can go. I mean,
I was about to say they'll probably give you four sliders and slide them together and just have them in
a box.
But I
mean, like, who asks that? It's like, when you go to Sbarro and say, well, what if I want to get a burger? Well, we don't have them here, sir.
But you do. No, this is not. No, Sbarro's Pizza. I'm at a burger place. I'm not in the mood
Go to Wendy's and say you want a round burger. Go to Wendy's. Say you want a round burger.
It's not the same thing, though. That's not the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing. Wendy's offers burgers that are square. So White Castle offers burgers that are sliders. I don't know. What are we doing here?
I'm also
speaking on this as I'm an expert, and I really don't know. Maybe they do have.
They don't have no full burgers. They don't have
full burgers. Right? They can't, right? I mean, this is what they're known for.
How can you push sliders your whole career, right, and then you're going to come back and have a big-ass burger come out, 4 pounds? It doesn't make sense.
Stop. Come on.
Yeah, you go to the website. Undercut. It says slider expert themselves. Since 1921. They're undercutting themselves.
Come on.
Yeah. This is the original 10-sack is $5.99. Man, I want to drive up to Orlando just to get the damn White Castle. Does that make me gross?
Who makes me question your angle of life? It does.
It explains the moves.
What's that, 3 hours? You had to ride 3 hours to get a Crystal Burger?
Well, listen, I don't mind driving to Tampa just to get Portillo's. So
you set a precedent already.
Everything is a slider on the menu, Solana. They have a crab cake slider now. They've got an impossible slider, so it's not it's not real meat. Mm. The original slider, double cheese slider, bacon cheese slider, crispy chicken breast slider, chicken ring slider, chicken and waffles slider, panko breaded fish slider, veggie slider, and a bacon and cheddar chicken slider.
They're trying too hard.
What do you mean they're trying too hard?
Come on, crab cakes, impossible. Just get me some chicken and meat. You survive with chicken and meat.
My old roommate says that there's a White Castle in Miami. I don't think he's right. Barry just texted me that there's a White Castle in Miami. There's not, is there?
Barry could be right. Barry's smart.
Well, I mean, does it make you smart if you know where a White Castle is?
They can use the internet.
I'm almost positive that there is not one in Miami. I would have known about this.
When I was in high school and I knew I wouldn't make it home for curfew, I would tell my mom I'm at the Crystals down the road from my house and there's a long line. Does she want anything? And I knew she was going to say no because it was 11:54 at night. But that was just my out to be 20, 30 minutes late home.
No, Orlando. There is not a White Castle in Miami. He's 100% correct, and he's insisting that he's right. I don't think Barry knows what White Castle is. Oh, it's Royal Castle. A bunch of people are texting in that it's Royal Castle, not White Castle. Hey, Barry, get out of here with your Bobo White Castle. You're slowing my show down.
You think Barry actually thought it was a castle that was white?
He doesn't know. He's not from the Midwest. He doesn't understand what White Castle is. He's insulted me to my core. Now I'm not taking him back one of these sliders when I go up to Orlando. Somebody texts in, how many sliders would you eat, Hawk? Oh, one.
he ain't joking either. A little appetite.
No, man, I could throw down some sliders. See, a burger with some cheddar and bacon? Come on.
Third grade appetite. Get out of here.
Oh, this is a great road trip here. White Castle, and then we drive over, we shoot over to Okeechobee, and we get some Stuckies. I am in. Come on.
I'm down. Come on. If we go fishing right there with our Stuckies in White Castle, get on the boat.
Well,
man,
I'm not going fishing.
I'm
not going fishing. All right, go ahead, Solana. Let's get headlines here in the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
For those wondering, Royal Castle only serves sliders, no full patty. So I'm out on Royal Castle as well.
I mean, this Royal Castle. I mean, get out of here with this nonsense, Barry. How dare he?
I'm down for the road trip, by the way. Just make sure you can stop at a Wendy's or a Mickey D's or something after.
But you don't ever like a slider? Like, you don't ever like bar burgers? You go somewhere, they've got a regular burger on the menu, they got bar burgers on the menu. You would never get the bar burgers?
No, I love sliders. I think I like sliders more than I like a burger.
Well, then what the hell are you arguing about?
I want the option.
What, are you not going to order it? What's the difference?
I don't limit my patty intake. I want the damn option.
Yeah. I detected a little Tom Hanks in that. Don't limit my... Go ahead, give me your Hanks.
No crying at White Castle.
He does a good Tom Hanks.
There's no crying at White Castle.
What's that? Wesley Snipes?
Passenger 57. Always bet on black.
All right, go ahead. Let's get
the Heat, they won now three straight. They won back-to-back games over the weekend. They're now five games above 500 with the 121-111 victory over Charlotte. Both games, starters resting in the fourth quarter.
Who called it?
You didn't, which is why it happened. You didn't, which is why it happened.
I called it. I bet the Jimmy Butler under on Saturday night specifically because I knew those starters were going to be resting in the fourth quarter. He did.
The Heat, they'll host the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. That's an 8 p.m. tip-off from the American Airlines Arena.
Solana would go to the Shea Mickey. You know, they have the Mickey Mouse pancakes and waffles. Well, do you have just a regular shaped pancake or waffle? I want the option. No, this is what we serve here. Hey, go to Denny's. What are we doing here?
He overwhelms every restaurant. And Solana, that road trip, I'm out. There's no way I'm not going to sit in a car with you for 3 hours for anything in the world.
I'm fun on road trips, man.
No.
I'm fun.
But so I could tell you're the guy that turns the music down and wants to talk and,
right.
Hey, let's get these takes in. Shut up. Get out of here.
Probably wants to sing along with the music, like, you know, like group sing along.
Yes. Put this in. Hey, turn my playlist on. Can I connect to the Pornstar?
Hey, do you mind if I connect to this? Because I made a great playlist for today.
I tell people my car doesn't have it. I've had some people in my car that asked that. Hey, can I connect to the CarPlay? No. I turn my CarPlay off.
I have all of the great road trip games. You know, you're in the car. I spy.
The license plate game.
Right, the license plate game.
Sure. Yeah. Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah.
Pink plate.
Punch buggy.
Yeah. Oh, you were interminable on road trips. I can tell.
If we punch buggy, there'd be one punch all damn trip. There's no punch buggies anymore.
I used to always just punch whoever and go punch buggy, and they go where? Oh, he just turned off.
Sped off.
Yeah.
Get jumped on in my car.
The Panthers. Look at that. They play Dallas tonight. He play Dallas tomorrow. They host the Stars.
So what is that Royal Castle? Royal Castle's like McDowell's?
They got sliders, yeah.
Right? Is that? I've never been to Royal Castle. So is that like McDowell's? Like it's just a knockoff?
Here's the Wikipedia description. No frills. Old school hamburger joint. Open 24 hours. Known for its sliders, birch beer, and breakfast.
Oh, interesting.
Got beer? Or was birch beer alcohol? Or that's just beer?
No, that's like root beer.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
What's up?
Never mind.
Hawk, what's a flop? Beverages on their menu? Flop. small, large.
It's a lemonade. It's a Arnold Palmer.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
I just learned it about a year ago from my mother-in-law. She,
really?
My
a
kids,
flop?
My kids come home, and they're like, hey, make a flop. And I was like, what is that? And they told me lemonade and tea mixed.
Wow. So if I went to a restaurant, I said, I'll take a flop?
If my mother-in-law ran it, it would work.
Excuse me, I'd like a flop. Well, the restroom is that way.
Yeah, it's McDowell's. I'm checking it out now.
Right? I mean, that's what it's got to be, right?
It's McDowell's.
They've got the Big Mac. We've got the Big Mick.
Yeah. But they do have, like, breakfast stuff and all. But, yeah their cakes. Sliders are just...
But so does White Castle. White Castle has breakfast.
They're pancakes? Yeah.
It's McDowell's, then.
I want to go there, too, when I go down to that Kendall Chicago pizza place. Stop at Royal Castle.
It's a lot closer than Orlando. I'll make a trip there with you.
Tonight, Spencer Knight is in the goal for the Florida Panthers.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Yesterday, Inter-Miami, they tied 0-0 in Nashville. They'll play Atlanta United this weekend.
There is a six-hour wait for White Castle right now in Orlando.
Ooh. Oh, I want to be a hater. It's not that good.
No. I mean, listen, I like, I like the novelty food places and all that stuff, but I ain't waiting 6 hours. No, sir. Mm-mm.
Is any restaurant, any food worth waiting 6 hours?
I don't think so.
Ooh. The longest I've waited... It's probably at, like, one of those South Beach Joe's, Stone Crab's.
That's what I'm saying. This Joe's is the one that pops into my head. But if you go to Joe's and they tell you it's 2.5 hours, I don't wait.
No.
You know?
No. I would say
Runway 84 sometimes has a 2-3 hour wait.
Yeah, you get over an hour, hour 15, you lost me for the night.
Yeah, an hour is probably my cutoff. If it was something that I really, really wanted, and I was meeting friends at Joe's, you know.
Yeah, Samurai down by the falls is like the only place I've ever waited more than an hour. I just can't wait. There's no way I'm waiting an hour to eat something. I'll just go to the next restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
The Marlins, they were swept by the Nationals over the weekend. They begin a 3-game series versus the Diamondbacks tomorrow at Lone Depot Park.
Very good.
Finally, guys, Harry S. Truman, Michael J. Fox, and Ulysses S. Grant. They all have middle initials that don't stand for anything.
Really?
Really?
So their middle name is just an initial.
Right. They don't have a middle name. They just added an initial to
their
name.
Well, no, they have a middle initial.
It's not a name, though.
I understand that, but you're saying they added the initial, and I'm saying no, it's probably on their birth certificate that
right,
they just have
correct.
A middle initial, not a name.
Correct.
All right.
Like, Michael B. Jordan, I think he did it for, like, to differentiate. That was a big
one. Yeah, well, you have to, because when you're a celebrity and Michael Jordan has done movies, you can't have the same name as another actor, so that's why The Weeknd. That's why The Weeknd.
Harry Truman?
The Weeknd. Harry.
Who was he
competing
with?
Yeah, no, but he didn't add it in. Like, he was just named Harry S. Truman. He didn't add it in for it. Like, that's what his name is.
Oh,
they didn't give him a middle name. They just gave him an S.
Parents are goofy.
Yes.
Goofy parents.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And it's the width that matters.
Huh?
Hawk.
All right, you want to play Who Got Funky? Let's, we have a big open for this, Solana.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky. Funky.
I can't get enough of that funky stuff.
You know it's funky, 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 because you heard it from here, see.
Who got funky on Hawk and Crowder?
Wow. I really like that open, man. It's almost too good for our show. So Who Got Funky? It's brought to you by Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your funk today. We love ourselves some Funky Buddha Hard Seltzers, and just where we go around the room. We tell you, you know, who got funky over the weekend. May have been a athlete, may have been a actor, I don't know, loved one. So I'll start. And I said this last week, and I didn't use it on Monday because I forget who I had last Monday. But A&E, you watch the A&E network? A&E got funky again with another wrestling documentary. And again, I'm not the biggest wrestling fan in the world, but last night was Randy Macho Man Savage. And I had told you last Sunday night, I watched the Rowdy Roddy Piper documentary. It was fantastic. Randy Savage was really after I was a wrestling fan, so I don't know too much about him. It was really eye-opening. It was made, by the way, this particular documentary was made by Alfred Spellman and Billy Corbin here in Miami. But it was excellent. A&E is getting funky with these wrestling documentaries. Roddy Piper last week and Randy Macho Man Savage this week. Were you a fan of it? Were you a wrestling fan when Macho Man was big, Crowder?
No, and I know I couldn't because I told you the story that he lived in the same condos as my father in Tampa, and he had an all-red bathroom, and that's all my dad could talk about.
Yeah, they showed some of his Tampa life. I mean, he was dating this girl in Tampa named Gorgeous George. He met her at the dollhouse. And, yeah, she was down for a party. And he was up for a party. Anyway, A&E, they got funky with another wrestling documentary. It was just fascinating. Randy Macho Man Savage. And congrats, Alfred Spellman and Billy Corbin put together a great doc. What do you have? Who got funky this weekend, Crowder?
I have to say that Trey Lance got funky this weekend by going number 3 in the draft. I went back and looked at this young man's information. He's from Minnesota. No Power 5 schools. There's only one school that offered him to play quarterback. Everybody else wanted to be a slot receiver or a running back. Only North Dakota State said, we'll give you a scholarship at quarterback. He goes to North Dakota State. He redshirts his first year at an FCS school. He comes back his second year. He wins the Walter Payton and Jerry Rice. Walter Payton's FCS Player of the Year. Jerry Rice is FCS Freshman of the Year. He comes back his second year, plays 16 games, and balls out. Then that was 2020, was his redshirt sophomore year. Plays 2 games and then opts out of that season. He literally played in 18 games in his entire college career and gets drafted number 3 to the San Francisco 49ers. I can't even hate on it. It's impressive what he did. Trey Lance got funky this week, going number 3 in the draft.
Funky.
Did you think he's going to be a good NFL player? Like, did he go too high?
I have no film to watch. I have nothing. Right. We played against nobody. He has no games. He has no FBS experience. I would say it was a mistake, but it's John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, Hawk. I don't know. Hell, proof's right, in the pudding.
Right.
Let's see.
Right. Funky. They'd be a pretty good judge of that. Thank you, Tone Loke. Jimmy's in for Steve today on 560. Jimmy, who got funky this weekend?
Tua Tagovailoa. He graduated from the University of Alabama.
Funky.
Look at that. I was going to use that today. Jimmy and I are thinking alike. I honestly debated because good for him going back getting his degree. Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa. He got funky, got his college degree. Way to go, Jimmy.
Funky.
Solana? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Tone Loke. Go ahead.
Funky.
I am delighted by that. Solana, who got funky?
The open might have been too good for our show, but the imaging, right on par for our show, baby.
Funky. Funky. Funky.
It's so perfect for our show. It really is. Boy, I can't imagine that I'm going to end up wanting to overplay that. That's not my style.
Funky.
We're going to hit it 30 times today.
Yeah, when John Clayton comes on with us in the 4 o'clock hour, after every sentence, I want you to play funky.
Funky.
No, don't. If I don't tell Solana that I was kidding, he'll do it. I need to tell him, yeah. All right. How will the bathroom smell, Tone Loke, after you've downed about 10 of those White Castle sliders?
Funky.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, go ahead, Solana. Who got funky?
Duncan Robinson. He got funky on Saturday. The fastest player to reach 500 career threes in NBA history. It only took him 152 games.
Funky.
Duncan Robinson certainly got funky. He's been getting funky his entire career, and I want to apologize to him publicly for ever doubting whether the Miami Heat needed to re-sign him at the end of this year, because I think it's obvious what they need to do.
Funky.
That's two different arguments, Alana.
Right. And I would say that he got dunky.
Huh?
Dunky. Ladies and gentlemen, replete with sound effects, we are.
We got all the buttons, Papa. We got all the buttons.
Who got funky? We do it every Monday. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your funk today.
Funky.
What is, Tone Loc, the best kind of Buddha?
Funky.
Hey, Tone understands.
Yeah. When you go into the restaurant and you want to get a little drink, Tone Loc, you ask him, can I have a...
Funky.
Right. And if they know, they know. If you know, you know. All right. Excellent segment of Who Got Funky. Much more to come here on Hockman and Crowder, including John Clayton from the Washington Post in the 4 o'clock hour.
Louie, Solana, play my new favorite song. We got to go to Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Check out the website, gotolou.com. That's gotolou.com, gotolou.com. Choose which location is better for you and then search their awesome inventory. The two gigantic South Florida locations are beautiful. The staff's amazing. Sales department, service department, Coconut Creek and Pompano Beach. You can't go wrong. Choose which one's better for you and check out their thousands of new and used vehicles in stock. Nobody has ever and nobody will ever sell Chevys for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. I bet you didn't know that they're South Florida's best selection of top quality pre-owned vehicle dealers as well. Lou is the real used car giant now, and I've been now. You know, we got to go, but you got to go because I got my Suburban. I got my Silverado. Go check out these cars. They have the beautiful Chevys and, like I said, the used car giant. Sure, they got used Chevys now, but everything else as well. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, tons of highline vehicles, Lexus, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, and even Tesla. Best used car prices in South Florida. Just like the Chevys, nobody will ever sell a used car for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Every used car is inspected, and anything that needs to be fixed is going to be fixed. They're going to give you a beautiful vehicle. And check this out, too. No credit, no problem. Lou got your back now. Lou Backroad got your back. Lou has been around so long, the banks don't even ask questions of their customers. They're going to watch out for you. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hock and Crowder.
John Clayton, you can read his work in the Washington Post. We know you live in Seattle, so I don't know if you've ever had White Castle or not. Are you a fan of White Castle hamburgers? Have you ever not had? Are you never had it?
Well, I had them in Pittsburgh. I mean, so I used to eat there. I don't know where we have the in Seattle where we have one, because I haven't seen one in ages. But I know back in Pittsburgh, I like going to the White Castle.
Yeah, it's mostly Midwest, but they're opening one today in Orlando. It's like a 5,000 square foot White Castle, and we were just reading about it. So the line right now in Orlando is 6 hours in your car to get a White Castle slider. You can get a maximum of 12. So I'm wondering, is there any food in your mind worth waiting 6 hours for?
No, not one piece of food. I would not wait 6 hours. I mean, one thing can be troubling is, like, for example, you know, I live in Renton, Washington. Actually, I live real close to the Seahawks, about a 10-minute walk. But in Renton, not near here, but in the area of Renton, we just got our first Chick-fil-A. Now, again, Chick-fil-A, there's about three or four other spots around. But, I mean, it's tough enough with Chick-fil-A because what ends up happening is that they destroy traffic because what happens is such a backup to waiting to get into Chick-fil-A. But my wife absolutely loves this stuff. And in fact, when I take her to the doctor on Wednesday, we're going to stop at Chick-fil-A and get her some stuff. So, yeah, it's just great stuff.
Now, what if you pulled up to the Chick-fil-A? We know how much you love your wife. What if you pulled up to the Chick-fil-A and it looked like it was a 40-minute wait? Would you wait?
Depends. Probably not, because it's at some point when we go to the doctor, I have to be back by 4 o'clock on the ISDN line to try to do a radio hit. So that makes it real tough.
What do you like Chick-fil-A? I kind of feel like Chick-fil-A is a little bit overrated, although I love the waffle fries.
Basically, yeah. Give me more details than we all probably need, is that I'm pretty much a one meal a day guy, right? So, like, for example, I'll go out tonight and, like at about as soon as I do my 4 o'clock radio hit, and then, you know, get something to eat, get something for my wife, maybe get something for the caregiver. But, because, you know, it's like, trying to maintain my thin body, I only eat one meal a day.
What? Wait a second.
Gotta
here. You're talking about
the
four.
Sexy.
You're talking about 4 o'clock
in sexy, Hawk.
You're talking 4 o'clock in Seattle, right? Because it's 1:30
there. 4 o'clock in Seattle, right?
Here.
Yeah. 4 o'clock. So 4:23, I'll hit the get in the car, and I think it's going to be Applebee's tonight, but we'll see.
But have you not eaten anything today?
No, nothing.
Zero, nothing.
I mean, there's one day Sunday where I'll meet a couple people for breakfast, and that's like the only meal before dinner I'll have, and that's on a Sunday.
Wow! So but like a cup of coffee. You had a cup of coffee today.
Oh yeah, I'll have one or two cups of coffee. One of our caregivers is always good in at least having some peanuts available, so I may start to munch on the peanuts. But overall, it's just one meal a day.
And you're not hungry throughout the day?
No, not really.
You find this fascinating.
You get yourself in that pattern.
It blows my mind. But John, it's sexy. Like I said, preserve the sexy, baby. Whatever it takes.
Absolutely, doing the best you can to keep that.
Yes.
What about watching TV tonight? Will you knock down a pint of ice cream?
No, I'm not a dessert person.
What?
I mean, occasionally, I'll have a dessert. I'm not a dessert person.
Mm. This is like fascinating.
Brady Quinn told us he doesn't eat snacks. If it's not during
period.
A meal, he won't eat.
Brady Quinn can fly from the East Coast to the West Coast. If it's not a meal, he will not snack on a single pretzel.
Wow. Yeah, so I'll take the snacks. Maybe occasionally I'll take a piece of chocolate, but it's one meal a day and that's it.
Wow, I am fascinated by that.
My belly button's about 4 or 5 inches deep, John. I know why, because
I'm just fascinated by it. I like to graze all day, though. I could skip meals, but I like to graze all day. You don't like to graze all day? You just one meal.
I understand. It's like it's a different time right now. It's like, since the pandemic started in February of last year, I'm always in the house. The only time I'm not in the house is in the early evening, and I do it early so that there's not a lot of people in the restaurant. And then, unfortunately, tomorrow looks like we're going to go back to phase two, so our 50% in dining goes down to 25%, which is going to make it tougher. But, you have to deal with it, and it's like not as fortunate as some states that say, okay, let's go to phase four, and everything's going to be open.
Welcome to Florida.
He's a better man than us.
Yeah, I know.
He's just a better man than us, Hawk. That's what you have to admit.
Why? Because he eats one meal a day? That makes him a better man?
Because he has self-control. He's a better man.
I don't know if that makes... Does that make you a better man than us, Clayton?
No. It's just a decision on my part, and it seems to work because...
I think it works on you, obviously, but I don't think that makes him a better man than us, Crowder. I don't know what kind of leap you're making there.
No, John, you're being modest, John.
I'm going to disagree on that. All right, John Clayton. That is fascinating. John Clayton, read his work in the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, or the Washington Post app. Again, today's column is winners and losers from the 2021 NFL Draft. Thank you for your time, John. We always appreciate it.
Okay, guys, thanks.
There you go. That is fascinating to me.
Hawk, that's a better man than us.
Why?
Because we have no control. We're going to eat. You're going to eat 100 Cheez-Its tonight. I'm going to sit down and drink a big bottle of lemonade from Publix and snack on gummy bears all night long. And it's not good for us. And it's going to make us fat. And he has self-control to keep his weight down and stay healthier than us. That's a better human being.
Disagree. What's so healthy about eating at Applebee's? I think you're totally mischaracterizing what John Clayton's not telling you that he lives by some sort of healthy lifestyle. He's only eating one meal a day. Jimmy, do you think that that makes John Clayton a better man than us?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Lost Jimmy That's on this. Solana? Solana, do you think that makes John Clayton a better man than us?
No shot, I'm with you, and now I understand why he didn't want to try my croquetas at Radio Row in South Beach.
He always gets himself in a story, won't he? He'll pull himself right back in the story.
Well, you insulted him by offering him croquetas. It wasn't his meal time.
He ducked me all week, and I thought it was something
personal.
I know,
but now you know why. Wow.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
What is this, Solana?
That's The Weeknd you're hearing
that's
there.
That's The Weeknd? Really?
Yeah, that's The Weeknd.
Wow, sounds a little more ballsy than in the other tracks that I'm familiar with. Now that there's the little high pitch.
The ballad. Yeah, that's, you know he likes to do that.
Man, I wish we had time. I'd do the whole Weeknd bit with Solana. I would play that again right now in a heartbeat.
He tried. You hear him? He tried. He tried.
The Weeknd, Hawk. That is The Weeknd, Hawk.
He sure tried.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. There was some emailed odds. Let me see if I can find these. Prop bets for some of the new rookies coming into the NFL. Will Justin Fields start week one of the regular season? Supposed to be Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's supposed to be QB1 for the Bears. Will Justin Fields start week one?
Yes.
Yes is plus 350. That's a big long shot. No is minus 600.
It's Andy Dalton. Like, you have to know you have Andy Dalton. He's Andy Dalton. He's going to be Andy Dalton. Like, let's go, guys. Don't
How does
ridiculous.
One describe Andy Dalton? Well, say his name 4 or 5 times. You pretty much nailed it.
It's no surprises out of Andy Dalton.
Will Mac Jones start week one of the regular season?
No.
No is minus 500. Yeah, that's a big favorite right there. Yes is plus 300.
Guarantee he plays, but don't think he starts game one.
Will Trey Lance start before the 49ers bye week? I don't know when the bye week is. Who is the 49ers quarterback? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah.
And so then Trey Lance is the backup, but we assume either Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get moved at some point or he's going to get injured at some point. Right? Those are the two options, right?
Are you talking to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, Hawk? Because you just hit it on the head.
Right. Yes, I mean, it's got to be one of those two things.
And Jimmy G can't stay healthy. Yeah. Same way. Like, Trey Lance, for them to move up and then take him as a surprise, yes. They're biting at the bit to get Trey Lance in the game.
Trevor Lawrence, passing yards. You want to guess what the over-under is set at? This is from sportsbetting.ag, by the way. Trevor Lawrence, passing yards. You want to guess?
Oh, 2,700.
4,250.
No.
They're going to come out. He's going to be zinging the ball. I mean, Urban Meyer, he's going to be zinging the ball all over the place. He's going to have, what's his face? The Tim Tebow as a tight end. I mean, that's good for 1,000 yards right there.
You know what? They have some decent receivers, like Shark and I got Trent. They have some. I looked the receivers up on draft. They have some decent receivers. So, yeah, like I was going right under 3,000, but I think right around 3,000 is about it.
4,250. They obviously think he's going to be doing a lot of throwing. You want to guess what the over-under is on Trevor Lawrence passing TDs?
Hell, 4,200 yards, what, 18, 20?
27.
Come on, man. As a rookie.
They as are a rookie. Saying a big, high-powered offense. Didn't they get one of the good running backs, too?
ATN.
They got ATN, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that
But he's still a rookie. And Urban Meyer's still a rookie, too. Like, that offense is just going to jump in the NFL and go crazy.
Wait a second. Something doesn't add up here because I'm scrolling down now, and it's got Trevor Lawrence passing yards, 3,750.
That's getting closer to what I think.
Why is one at 4,250? And then it's got Trevor Lawrence passing TDs at 22. What the hell's going on here?
Is it total? Because he can run. He's a little athletic. They might have it total.
No, because they have rushing TDs, too, separately.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Well, all right, ignore everything I just said. How about Jalen Waddle? Jalen Waddle receiving yards. What do you think the over-under is?
600.
You want to guess, Solana? You want to guess what the over-under is, Jalen Waddle receiving yards?
800.
800. You are correct. 800.
With Devontae and Preston and Will Fuller and Mike Gesicki, he's going to have 800 receiving yards?
Interesting. I mean, I don't even think you named all the receivers that are going to get balls thrown their way this season. I think there's so many receivers, but
there's 13 on the roster right now.
Have some guts. Over. I'm going over. Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right. You want to put it in right now?
Lock it in. Over and lock it in. Rookie of the year. Right now. Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
All right. Rookie of the year. The Dolphins. Receiver who's catching balls from Tua?
Lock it in.
All right, if you say so. But the Panthers tonight, speaking of locking it in, we had a pretty decent weekend. Let's see, real quick here before we get out of here. Florida Panthers tonight. Let's see. They are a slight favorite, minus 130 or plus 120 if you want to give a half a goal. Dallas is a decent team. Florida, man, they look good, though. I think we're going to bet Florida minus the half goal at plus 120. You like that?
I'm down.
All right. I think we've bet the Florida Panthers every single game this season because I root for them. It's hard for me to bet against them, but they're 34-14, something like that. 34-50, somewhere around there. I mean, we've won more than we've lost.
And then we have Anthony Duclair coming on tomorrow. We can't tell him we bet against him. Yeah.
That's right.
We got to bet with
him. Yeah. We got to be able to let him know that we skate with him, ride or die.
And Dallas is trash also. So
Dallas is trash.
Yeah.
Panthers hockey is coming up on 560 QAM tonight. So on the radio stations, you're going to have Ticket Rewind with Dan Day on 790 The Ticket and Joe Rewind with Dan Day on 560. And then you'll have Panthers hockey on 560. Puck drop 7 o'clock at the BB&T Center in the beautiful city of Sunrise, Florida. That is going to do it for us today. If you missed John Clayton, if you missed Mike Wallace, both those interviews are posted. If you missed our rousing rendition of Who Got Funky this weekend, all that stuff, just subscribe to our podcast. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, and search Hockman and Crowder, and subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast. It's free, and we would certainly appreciate it. All right, that will do it for us today on this Monday. Go Panthers tonight. We will speak with you mañana.
Hey, Hawk, let me hold that VHS tape for a second.
I'm pretty certain I still have a copy of Edward Penis Hands on VHS from the little back room area at Les's Video Plus 6.
I baby goated a goat.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need... need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.